it is time for the highly informative and the very dependable golf tip of the week. Getting down to the edge of the FedEx Cup points race style.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays Golf Polarized Golf Eyewear. Jim, who said this? But don't answer yet. You don't ask, you don't get, and if you don't go for it, you're not going to get it. So just trying to live life like that, really.
This was said recently.
Yes, it was.
All right, this week's tip of the week is foam roller.
Foam roller.
Oh, and I know that for a fact, Greg, that you use this.
I do.
Yeah.
But not in the context of which I'm going to use it for today.
Gotcha.
So, folks, you need to have a foam roller in your life. It is so important for you, not only to be able to maybe roll out your IT bands or to roll out your hamstrings to keep those loose and stretched.
Lower back.
Feeling good, or your back, any of those areas. But you can also utilize it with your golf swing. And that's the real cool thing about this foam roller tip that I'm about to give you.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to get a foam roller, and I want you to get it, put the foam roller in your hands so that the foam roller is like a golf club.
Okay.
In your hands. I want you to put your, if you're a right-handed golfer, your left hand on the front, your right hand on the back of it. And
you're talking lengthwise.
Lengthwise.
Okay.
And what I want you to do, I want you to get set up in your golf setup, and I want you to make a backswing. I want you to make a turn. And I want you to see where your hands are in that backswing. What should happen to be able to do it properly is as you're taking that club back and you're getting to about the 9 o'clock position, sure, that right hand should be on top of that foam roller. The left hand should not be on top. Now you've got the ball, you've got the foam roller or your club in a bad position. You've got to get it so as you take that club back, that right hand is on top of the foam roller. And if you will do that, you'll be able to make a proper golf swing on the backswing. And as you're coming back through, you're going to be able to swing the golf club back down your line properly. So the backswing, in my opinion, you know, they always talk about, well, do you really need a backswing? Because all you're doing is using energy going back, and well, because you don't build any momentum up in the backswing when you make a backswing, because it stops, and then from the top is where all of the speed and everything come from. So it doesn't matter if you do a backswing or not, it matters from the bottom down. But what the backswing does is it gets your body and your hands in the proper position to, when you do make your downswing, be able to return in the proper position to be able to make great contact with the golf ball. So I want you to get a hold of a foam roller, and I want you to practice making backswings and seeing where that right hand is. If it's not right on top of the foam roller, then you're making an improper backswing, and you're never going to be able to make a great forward swing. So that is your golf tip of the week, brought to you by Shady Rays. If you haven't stopped in to see the Shady Rays store at Kierland Commons, you've got to go check them out. They've got all of the new incredible styles and the brand new Talon Elite line. Especially designed for fishing. They've got other styles for golf and everyday wear. And remember, you scratch them, you break them, you even lose them, Shady Rays is going to cover them with an industry-leading satisfaction guarantee. And right now you can get 30% off with a bunker-to-bunker special with the promo code B2B. At the Scottsdale store or at ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard. We got you.